joining us in the studio this morning. Good morning. Is Michelle Ehrenberg. Hey, how you doing, Michelle?
Good. Thanks for having me back.
Michelle, you started the group LiftLouisiana.org, a statewide group fighting for abortion rights for women across the state of Louisiana. And you and several other groups are having a party tomorrow night.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for inviting me to come talk about this. This is a really exciting event, and it's part of coordinated events that are happening all across the U.S. The flagship is a concert in Cleveland that is going to be hosted by Jessica Williams of Daily Show fame. And it's
Jessica.
Also featuring music and comedy by Sia and Leslie Jones, who's a fantastic comedian who's appearing and Ghostbusters. And so we are hosting a party to live stream that event. We're doing this in partnership with Women with a Vision, the National Council of Jewish Women, and also Tulane University's chapter of law students in their group If, When, How, which are lawyers that are working for reproductive justice.
And lawyers are very important for the fights for abortion rights because, you know, here in Louisiana, we're part of the Fifth Circuit Federal Court, and that court in the federal court system, our crazy down here, affects the whole country, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And the last time I was here, we were actually talking about the Supreme Court decision. And part of what we want to do with this event is really build off of the momentum of that decision, because we really think that there is a lot of excitement about the possibility of striking down a lot of the laws that have been passed in states, especially Louisiana. Louisiana has passed 23 restrictions on abortion access in the past few decades. And so, you know, this is a really good time to bring folks together in support of reproductive rights, equity, and really raise our voices to let our lawmakers know that, you know, there is a majority of Americans that support access to abortion, support access to reproductive health care. They need to understand that we will not be silent anymore.
Yeah, the struggle is ongoing, and it's tomorrow at 6 p.m. at the Sanctuary Cultural Arts Center at 2525 Burgundy. And you may have heard that it's on St. Claude. It's actually on Burgundy, but that's where you should go if you're interested in meeting your fellow New Orleanians, leading lights in the struggle for women's rights to choose here in the city.
Yeah. We have a lot of really great speakers. Councilwoman Latoya Cantrell is going to be there. Dr. Joya Perry, who is the founder of the National Birth Equity Collaborative. We're also going to have Reverend Darcy Roque of the Unitarian Universalist Church. Nia Weeks will be there, who's the Director of Policy for Women with a Vision. It's a completely free event. We've got food from local pop-ups, including CNC Meat Factory and Stickball, and an awesome cake pop-up called Bite Size Nola. And, you know, we're really hoping that we can get people to come out. We're starting at 6. We'll have speakers. We're going to have a Jeopardy game that folks can play. They can win prizes of items that were donated by local businesses. And the concert will start streaming at 7.
God dang. All right. This is the place to be. You're changing my plans. So Saturday, September 10th at 6 p.m. downtown on 2525 Burgundy. So you're live streaming a concert. You're having some very prominent local speakers. And then there's food and great discussion and great people. Michelle, tell us a little bit about what's going on with Lift Louisiana, I guess, lately. I mean, there's this party Saturday. Maybe everything's about the party.
This week, everything has been about the party for me. But yeah, Lift Louisiana launched in February of this year, and we've really been building this organization and increasing our outreach and our advocacy capacity. Really working in coalition with a lot of the folks here locally, but then also I'm spending a lot of time in Shreveport and in Monroe and in Baton Rouge, and, you know, trying to reach out to advocates there and make sure that they have have the tools and information and resources that they need to enable their advocacy in their own communities. So we're really trying to make sure that we're lifting up the voices of people in Louisiana that Indeed. Support reproductive rights. And like I said, we think that we have an opportunity to build on some of the momentum from the Supreme Court decision and really kind of shift the conversation to talking proactively about what we really can do in the state to stem the really, you know, embarrassing rates of unplanned pregnancies, teen pregnancies. How can we expand sex education to young people in Louisiana? How can we make sure that more women have access to contraception and family planning services? So that's really a lot of the focus of the work that Lift Louisiana has been doing. And as we talked about last time, we also have a litigation component to our work. So our legal advocacy program is stepping up. We're starting to really look at the potential using the precedent of the Supreme Court decision to start going after some of the laws in Louisiana that have been passed, you know, in the past decade to roll back women's access to abortion care.
That's right. Let's talk about that decision and I guess what's been going on. And it's the last decade. I was under the impression it's about since 2010. There's been, this is my take, I don't know, that there have been more and more pieces of legislation about abortion that are under this guise of, oh, we're just trying to help the ladies there.
Right.
By
yeah.
making it impossible for any building that provides services to comply with, I don't know, with the hallway regulations, like what kind of light bulbs they got and that kind of stuff. And that's the kind of laws that have been passed in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, too. But really, it was the Texas case where there was a Texas law mm-hmm. that ended up shutting down a lot of the clinics
yeah.
in that state.
Yeah.
And that's the law that went before the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said, what did they say?
Yeah, the Supreme Court said that the state's interest in protecting the health and safety of women has to be balanced against whether or not the laws that they're passing pose an undue burden for women accessing abortion care. So what they found is there was little medical necessity for the laws.
Right.
The state didn't really prove that these laws were medically necessary, that they did anything to improve the health and safety of women seeking abortion. And the impact of those laws was to shut down clinics and make it harder for women to access abortion. The Supreme Court looked at that and said, nope, you can't do that. And because this has been a tactic of passing laws, in Texas and Louisiana over the last 5 years, there's a lot of potential there to really take a hard look at whether or not the laws in Louisiana actually do protect the health and safety of women and really evaluate that from a legal standpoint. And this last legislative session, seven new restrictions on abortion were passed. After the Supreme Court decision, the Center for Reproductive Rights filed a lawsuit against those. So they're now going up through the federal courts. And the state right at this point has entered into an agreement to say that those laws won't be enforced pending the trial in that lawsuit.
So it's good news.
In Louisiana.
Okay, right. Well, to have that discussion of whether or not the state of Louisiana is placing an undue burden upon women. I think I'm getting this right.
Yeah.
You have to have that discussion in a court of law, and you need some good lawyers, and that's why the Tulane group will be there tomorrow night, 6 p.m., 2525 Burgundy. That's where the party is happening. What is the Tulane group again?
They used to be the Law Students for Reproductive Justice,
yes.
And they've changed their name. They're now called If, When, How. They do have a website, so people can go to that. And the Tulane chapter of law students that have been working with the reproductive, you know, rights and freedom coalition in the New Orleans area are an amazing group of young people, and they're super motivated, and we're really excited to have them be part of this event. And LIFT Louisiana is really excited about all the possibilities of tapping into their, you know, their genius and their enthusiasm in a lot of the legal advocacy work that we'll be doing going forward.
And you have Latoya Cantrell, is that
That's
right?
That's right.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I can remember things at 9 in the morning. Okay, good. She'll be speaking, councilwoman. I guess, how has the city council taken any position on this kind of access for our city?
Councilwoman Cantrell has been an outspoken advocate for women's equality. And recently, she, on Women's Equality Day, she held a hearing at the city council. They released a report showing sort of the state of women. And so we really invited her to come and talk about that, because this issue is not just about health care, and it's certainly not just about abortion access. It's really about women's self-determination and women's ability to show up in our communities and society and the workplaces as full and equal citizens. And so we're excited to have Councilwoman Cantrell come and speak to the leadership that she's provided on moving women forward in our community.
Indeed. The party just gets bigger and bigger. That's awesome. Well, it's tomorrow night at 6 p.m., 2525 Burgundy. That's the Sanctuary Cultural Arts Center downtown, All Access New Orleans. It's a gathering, a concert. Come eat.
Yeah, and you can find information about it on Facebook at Lift Louisiana.
Okay. All right. Well, Michelle, is there anything you want to leave us with today as we go into our day and make our weekend plans?
Well, I think this should be your weekend plan, so it's already made for you. But I really do appreciate being invited back, and I'm very excited about this event, and I hope to see everybody there.
All right. Yes, indeed. Keep it here, WTUL.